Hey guys, this is Dave, and you're about to listen to me and Trevor swear a whole bunch on the Books Are Boring podcast. If you don't want to listen to any swears, or you're a little baby child, turn off the podcast right now. If you do want to hear some swears, here are all the ones I know. Fuck. Shit. Ass. Brunch. Taco meat. Okay, computer. Welcome back. Enjoy the podcast.
Coming from 40 years of
SNL.
Oh, who?
SNL.
I don't know what you're asking. I'm sorry.
SNL, Saturday Night Live.
If I'm live?
Saturday Night Live.
I don't know anything about it.
It's going to be a great night. I don't want to read at all. I don't want to read
anything at all. All right. I think this week we should do different voices.
All right.
I find that we just have bad voices.
That's true.
Like, I don't like mine.
Yeah.
I don't like yours.
Yeah, no, that's terrible.
No. What do you think of yours?
I mean, I think it's the best voice in podcasting.
All right. I don't think so.
Hey everybody, welcome to Books Are Boring.
Hello, welcome to Books Are Boring.
Let's try this again.
Yeah, that was bad.
Hello, welcome to the Books Are Boring podcast.
I'm not gonna do mine on that one because
yeah.
I didn't like it.
Okay. All right.
Randomize a different one.
Hello, welcome to the Books Are Boring podcast.
Welcome to the Books Are Boring.
That was good. That's your voice from
yeah?
on. Yeah.
Okay, I'll do that.
Oh, you know what I did this week?
What's that?
A British guy asked if he could have a table.
Ooh, a British guy.
And I looked to the host because I was like, I was doing something for a customer. And I just, without thinking, asked her to grab a table for him. But I said it in a British accent.
Like you copied his accent?
Like, I copied his accent.
He's like, have you got a table for two? And you're like, do we have a table for two for this gentleman?
Yeah, and then I was like, oh, please don't sit in my section. Please don't sit in my section.
So he heard you do that?
I don't know.
Probably.
Like, it's just awkward.
He's probably got a keener ear for
yeah.
an accent.
Mm.
Especially yours.
Yeah, it's not like I do a good...
You do one of the worst British accents.
I do one of... Every accent I try, it just ends up becoming offensive or you can't understand me or it's offensive.
What I do with mine is I start with trying genuinely to do that accent based on how I've heard it in TV and movies and stuff.
Yeah.
And then when I realize I can't do it, I go to the most cartoonish, like, ridiculous version of it.
Yeah.
So I just did it earlier. I didn't go like, do you have a table for two? Like, I didn't try to make it work.
Johnny G.
Have you got a table for two?
I can't help but do that. Because when I hear my own lack of skill,
yeah,
I err on the side of being a piece of shit.
Being a piece of goddamn... Well, I was trying to do, I think it was a British accent at work the other day, and one of my coworkers was like, can you please stop doing that? It's kind of offensive. Because it sounded like I was doing a poo from The Simpsons, and I was trying to do a British accent. Like, it was just, like, went down, like...
Stereotypical, like,
yeah.
convenience store Indian accent.
Yeah. And that's not... Going for British, yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm glad I said right on the top that you have bad British accents.
Mm-hmm.
And that was...
Which is why we threw that joke in for what you got there. Where I said, this is a VHS that teaches you how to do Southern.
Oh, yeah. That and it flows. Here's a little shout out. Head on over to Books Are Boring on YouTube and watch our video, What You Got There.
What's
the newest
there?
One, right?
What You Got There.
What You Got There.
It could be the newest one. I don't know. I don't know what we'll do before this episode comes out. I could accidentally unclick private on a few things.
No. No. Dude, you can't unclick private on that one video called Broccolisaurus. You really can't because...
Oh, I have that as a scheduled post.
You have to take that off schedule, man. I'm being super serious right now.
Yeah.
Broccolisaurus has got a lot of questionable content in it, in the bowels of it.
Yeah, but it's not content. It's not all content we made.
I know. It's
some of it we stole.
Largely stolen.
Yeah.
Like stolen clips of comedians saying racial slurs.
Yeah.
So that's how it starts.
Yeah, but I remix it.
Just the slurs. Yeah. None of the context. And then, where the broccolisaurus part happens, and I get my dick out.
Yeah. And you put broccoli on it.
And I don't need to.
Oh, right.
Broccolisaurus.
I always think that looks like...
When you see it, broccolisaurus is the perfect descriptor. Yeah. That's why I called the video that. Because it's mostly about slurs. It's mine. Mm. I'll just have to let this all go.
All right.
Because it's mostly about racial slurs and my penis.
Right, yes.
I think we shouldn't post it. But that's just me.
We'll think about it, yeah. We'll put it in the maybe pile. But speaking of your penis, summer is upon us.
Oh, yeah, summertime.
Good segue.
That was terrible. Summer is upon us, and I have nothing to add to that. I thought I'd bring it up
because summer's upon us, and
I'm feeling sweaty.
I was thinking of back in the day, me and my roommates used to make a list of things we wanted to accomplish over the summer, or we wanted to do that summer. And it got me thinking that we should discuss what we either want to get out of this summer, or just what we have to do every summer to make it feel like
what summer is.
What summer is to us.
Alright.
Yeah.
I'm game with a summer conversation. Yeah. Creaky, 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 crangle.
Oh, while we're creaking, do you want to pass me another beer?
Weird. This is a sober cast.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not gonna...
We're drinking near beer tonight.
Near beer.
Yeah, fake non-alcoholic beer.
That's right. Near beer is such a great term for that.
Yeah.
We are drinking Pabst Blue Ribbon. Hold on, we were talking about the summer.
Summer, yes.
Oh, there's, speaking of Pabst, this is kind of funny. Yeah. There was this one time, I was up in my room, and this is when I was a little younger, and my mom called me downstairs. She's like, David, have you seen the ketchup? And I was like, open the fridge, it's not there. I go out into the living room, because we often had our dinner in the living room.
Yeah.
I'm looking like around where everybody sits on the tables and stuff. It's not there. Just can't find it anywhere. Sometimes my younger brother brings food downstairs. So I went downstairs to see if the ketchup was there. Wasn't there. I come back upstairs after like 45 minutes. I open the fridge. I look in the crisp.
Yeah. So actually that reminds me. We were talking a couple weeks ago about ketchup.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's right. Yeah. And we're talking about the different kinds of ketchup.
Yeah. And I still haven't bought a new bottle of ketchup.
Since that day.
I'm a person who eats so much ketchup, and since we have that conversation, I just haven't been eating ketchup.
I mean, did I get to you?
What's that?
Did my hatred of ketchup get to
you? No, I don't know what it is. Like, and now at work that I'm serving now, like, I have to dump ketchup into buckets at the end of the night, and so I'm, like, surrounded by, like, the smell of ketchup, and it's... disgusting.
It's turning you off?
Yeah, it's really turning me off. And I don't know.
Have you been eating burgers?
Yeah, but I've been putting like mayo and like grilled onions on it and stuff, and I just haven't been putting ketchup on it.
All right, so it's been I don't want to jump the gun or anything and say like you're done with ketchup, but it's it's a low ketchup era.
Yeah, for you. Like right I fried now. Up some potatoes last night. I had steak and potatoes and I fried them. No ketchup.
Wow, okay. Yeah, you're a ketchup-y boy, typically.
Yeah.
I think probably, like, the cells that make up your body are, like, 30 to 40% ketchup.
Yeah.
Is, like, what made them.
Yeah, exactly. Ketchup. And, yeah. And now it's...
Did I ever tell you how I feel like I'm probably that kind of percentage of, like, just Burger King?
Yeah, that makes sense.
You know, like, my intestinal walls are made out of Burger King.
Yeah.
You know? It's made out of 199 Burger King nuggets. You know, my ear cartilage is, like, made out of Whoppers.
That's true, right? Because, yeah.
You're made of the stuff you eat. Yeah. That's why you eat it. To make you.
Yeah.
To make more cells to happen.
Yeah.
You're made of those things.
That's terrible.
You are what you eat comes from the fact that you eat them and then you are them.
Yeah.
You know? So I'm Burger King.
Yeah.
Oh, you used to be a ketchup, but now you're just cum.
Now I'm just cum. So much cum. Oh, that makes me think of a thought.
That makes me think of summer.
Yeah, it makes me think of summer. But no, the other day, okay, we'll get back to the summer in a sec. But so I'm waiting for the train the other day, and I look up and I notice that my friends are standing there, and some people I work with. And so I went over and started talking to them, and it's like, oh, fancy running into you and stuff. Like, a really nice couple, right? And so we get on the train, and they start arguing about something.
What's it? I gotta say, though, the difference between you and me is I would not have approached people who I knew and liked.
Oh. But they start arguing a bit, and so they're, he's transgender, right? And so they were arguing. I said, Mom and Dad, please don't break up. And the transgender part plays into the story. And
I thought you were just bragging.
Yeah.
That you know have cool a transgender friend.
But, and then she goes, no, we're getting married. Do you want to donate sperm? Now, normally people would just laugh that off, right? Or like, hey, that was awkward. What I said was, sure, do you want mine or just something from my collection?
Wow, that's funny. And, you have a good collection. You have a...
My collection is good. Yeah. Like, it's a good joke, and it reveals to people why I keep beer in the cooler, because you don't want to keep something you consume in the same fridge as... Yeah, and that brings us back to summer with cumsicles.
Summertime. Yeah. When in a cold cumsicle.
In the summer, do you, look on a warm day, would you rather have an ice cream cone or a popsicle?
I feel like this came up.
Oh, yeah, we talked it on the Would You Rather.
On our Would You... Yeah, yeah. When you didn't get Would You Rather. I will go for ice cream every time. In fact, in the beaches in Toronto, there's this new ice cream place that opened up. And I just don't think about ice cream ever because I don't think that they make it there. I always think they just buy the tubs.
Yeah.
You know, you look in there, it's always just these big, tall, white cylinders full of all the kinds of ice cream you know.
Yeah.
You know, it's turtles and, you know, mint chip and strawberry. Like, they're all the same shit. It's orange sherbet. The same as everywhere.
Yeah.
But, like, some places, I guess, like, everyone knows this who's smart, like, will make their own.
Yeah.
You know? And...
You don't think of that. I never think of that.
Like, never thought of it.
My favorite ice cream place in my hometown, they made their own, but I never really, like...
You're considered it, why considered, it was your favorite place.
Yeah.
And then you go and you get, like, just a shitty box of Chapman's, or you go to one of those, like, places that's, like, a gift shop and it has ice cream.
Yeah.
You know? And you just think that's what ice cream is.
Yeah.
But, like, you go to, like, you know, Marble Slab or Cold Storm Creamery or a place where they make their own ice cream, and specifically this new place in the beaches, and, like... It's just, it doesn't have that same shitty, like, frozen water taste. It's cream. It's, like, it's amazing. So, I mean, there's no joke here.
Yeah.
Nothing at all. I just got, like, some good ice cream and was super jazzed about it. It was key lime pie, too.
Oh, that sounds good.
It had marshmallows in it.
Yeah.
That's weird, eh? But it was awesome.
Key lime pie with marshmallows?
Key lime pie ice cream with marshmallows.
Yeah. No, okay. Yeah, that sounds good.
It was awesome. It was just like, it was like, as a cool, like, texture thing.
Yeah.
Added marshmallows.
When I was a kid, I loved, bubble. There was a ghost.
This is a bit of a ghost happening.
Is the ghost from your other podcast coming into here now?
Yeah, this is evidence that I'm haunted rather than the other podcast is haunted, yeah. He normally doesn't, I say he, I don't know what this demon is.
Yeah.
I say he. That's so that's so insensitive of me. That's me. Ugh. It normally doesn't move stuff around like that.
Yeah.
It normally comes at you, tries to get you.
Yeah.
Like, it pushed my face down the toilet once, tried to drown. Like, that's what it goes for.
Yeah.
So I would be surprised if, you know, you probably got your own smaller, less effective demon or ghost here.
Yeah.
Based on what I just saw. But you never know. You never know with something like that. But I mean...
But I thought I had this place blessed pretty well.
Do you ever eat animals of cloven hoof?
Yeah.
In here?
Yeah.
Shelled creatures of the sea?
Yeah.
Do you ever bait your mast?
Yeah.
Do you ever marry gays?
Oh, well, yes, but as an officiant.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I don't...
Not that you get married to the gays, but you're the one who's performing the...
That's right, weddings. Yeah.
If there's a gay man who's interested in you, would you marry him here?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so what I'm saying is I think you're actually being smited by God.
Mm.
Yeah, no, I that's think possible. It's... possible. Yeah, I think that's probably what's going on. Because, like, you could have tried to bless this whole place. I'm sure it was, but then you anti-blessed it.
Yeah.
By eating animals' cloven hoof, shelled from the sea, baited your mast, married gays.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. No, that makes sense.
Yeah, because those are all against the God law or whatever it's called.
Yeah, Godlaw. Godlaw.
Godlaw.
Yeah. The big book, it's called Godlaw.
The big old book.
Call it Godlaw. Anyways, I think I interrupted your ketchup story.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So we'll get back to that in a bit, but we should also talk about summer.
Yeah, we were going to talk about summer. What makes summer for you? Why don't you
say so it used to be like camping.
Camping, yeah. But camping for me too. I agree.
Been camping in like a number of years.
Real talk, we really, really want to go camping this summer.
Okay, I'm in. We have to make this happen. Right. Yeah, okay.
Sold.
Yeah.
Sold. And, yeah, no, camping is high up on my summer list. Like, if you don't go out into the woods and have some beers. Yeah. And like that's like, I mean, at the base of it, I think having a beer, a cold beer in the summer. Personally, I don't know if this is everyone, but balcony beer.
Yeah.
A public beer that you snuck down to like a park or something.
Yeah.
Or the shower beer. There is nothing more refreshing than a cold beer in a shower in the summer.
Yeah.
Just those ice cold beers on those hot days in the summer. That's what summer is to me.
Is to me, man. And like patio. I had first patio beer last week. Nice. It was chilly. My cousin was in town for the evening and we went and had a patio beer.
Yeah.
And it was like the one nice day of the week, but man. Yes. Like it was the one okay day of the week where you could actually go on a patio.
There's been like a few days though. Like I'm never like free or able to do that.
Yeah.
Like I wouldn't be out at 4 p.m. on a Tuesday afternoon.
Yeah.
You know, at a patio when it's like 17 degrees and sunny. And
that's the best way to do it too. Is if you have a job where you're off at some point during the week, as opposed to the weekend, it's so much nicer during the week.
God damn. Are you ever right about that?
Yeah.
Like going out in like a weird time. It's like the same for like catching movies.
Yeah.
It's like go in the weird afternoon time.
Yeah.
And during a weekday.
Yeah.
And see your movie, and it's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
Like, amazingly, like, easy to get in, and...
Mm-hmm.
I kind of have a funny story about the movies.
Mm-hmm.
This is real, too. This is not a planned bit. We don't plan.
We don't plan things.
We've never planned anything in our lives. We went to the movie, me and Jody. I had a coupon that we got from Pizza Pizza for 2-for-1 movie night.
Yeah.
Right? So, I went in. We used debit. I buy the tickets. I put them in my pocket. And then I want to quickly run outside and grab something. Jody wants to go up and grab her popcorn and get all situated and stuff. So we split. I go outside. I try to find a store. It's not easy to find. I get it. I managed to get back to the theater before the movie starts. In that time, right when I left, I handed Jody her ticket and I left. And then in that time, when I came back, I can't find my ticket in my pocket.
Shoot.
So whatever. I go to the thing. I'm like, hey, I just bought a ticket and I lost it.
Yeah.
Can I get it reprinted? I use my scene card.
Yeah.
I use the coupon. I can show you my debit transaction where I just paid for you guys. So, like, I wasn't too worried.
Yeah.
And I know they've got pretty good service. So I go upstairs, and I have to talk to the customer service people, and they have no record of me paying any money. They have nothing. No record of it. And they're like, we don't see that having happened. We have your card. We're looking at the number, and we don't see money coming to us from that card. And I can see it on my app, but they can't see it. So I'm starting to get like a little nervous. Jody texts me from theoretically in the theater.
Yeah.
And she's like, hey, you just gave me the receipt. You didn't actually give me a ticket. Just so you know. And I'm like, uh-oh. And so they're asking me, like, so you need a ticket. I'm like, I did a 2-for-1 and my girlfriend is in the theater with the other one. And I told them that.
Yeah.
You know? And so that I guess they could use that to check. And then I get a message from Jody. I'm like, I managed. Nobody asked me for my ticket. I just walked in.
Yeah.
So she's in there. She got in without a ticket.
Yeah.
They had no record of me buying a ticket. They didn't know what to do, so they just took a coupon out for a free ticket and gave me one. So basically, as far as, like, Cineplex is concerned, neither Jody nor myself paid, and both of us got into the movie.
That's amazing.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
I gave her a receipt, and she happened in that moment to just, like, walk in. You know? It's pretty fun. I was so happy about that. It was just the funniest
That's
fucking
amazing.
Thing. Yeah.
Oh, no, I was thinking for Jody's birthday party, you kept saying, Dain' No Bumpin' Tunes.
Dain' No Bumpin' Tunes.
Which has become my favorite thing in the world to say. Because, like, I tried it at my staff party, and, like, the best thing is, it's like a Kyle Mooney bit. Like, it's totally a Kyle Mooney bit, where he, like, says stuff So the way I play it anyway, because I'll be like, Dana Bumpin' Tunes. And then people are like, what did you say? And instead of like spacing it out or saying proper words, I just get closer to them or like get right in their ear and be like, Dana Bumpin' Tunes. What do you mean? Dana Bumpin' Tunes.
Dana Bumpin' Tunes. I've totally forgot.
Yeah.
Because that was interesting about that party is that that was the first that you were like sober
for? Yeah, I was sober for that. That was my sober party.
But I wasn't, and no one else.
Sober
was.
Run, yeah.
Yeah.
Only I went to 3 sober parties. Like 3 intense sober parties during that span.
Let me do the math then.
Yeah.
You went boozeless for 3 weeks. That means you go to a party a week?
I did those 3 weeks.
I'm going to have to extrapolate that. That's your whole life. You must do that every week.
Because I had Jody's birthday party, and then I had my epic staff party. And then my friend Aaron's cousin's band was in town. And we ended up being out till 4 in the morning on a Thursday night. Or a Wednesday night.
Completely sober.
Completely sober. Everybody else is drunk.
Yeah.
It was part of Canada Music.
Obviously,
Week.
They're out at 4.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, you're drunk.
Yeah. And so I'm just a little tired.
Yeah.
But, like, I was just drinking coffee all night. And because I was off the next day, but, like, yeah, it was just this long, epic night, like, reconnecting with people, making new friends, and, yeah, just sober the whole way through. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, no, I'm totally seeing how that could be, like, pretty fun, too.
Yeah.
Days bumping tones! What do you like about the summer?
I like that I like that it's warm. I have a love-hate relationship with the summer. Because
a love-hate relationship is when your relationship with something where your general feelings are a pretty even mix of the emotions of love and hate.
Yes. Just people want to do stuff in the summer. And that's, I think, the best part of it. And, like, there's just a number of things you can just go out and do and it's accessible, where the winter is, like, kind of fucked.
To Canadians.
Yeah, but I'm like, I get as uncomfortable with the extreme heat as I do with the extreme cold.
I get significantly more uncomfortable with extreme heat.
Yeah, but it's just like, you have a 1,000 friends who are at the park drinking that you can just go meet up with and sit under a tree.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
So I'm just going to try to tell my joke.
Okay, tell your joke, yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, I looked in the living room in case someone had it there. I went downstairs. It wasn't there where it could have been. I came back up. I looked in the fridge.
So your brother lived downstairs, right?
He didn't live downstairs.
Oh,
but
like he spent most of his time. Yeah.
No, there was a time that my older brother in our original house, or not original house, but one of our houses when we were younger, he lived in his apartment room was in the basement. Yeah. And he had his like own entrance and everything like that. But the basement that we had at this house that I'm talking about, me and my younger brother.
Yeah.
At this point in time, older brother didn't live there.
Yeah.
Younger brother would spend most of our time downstairs.
Okay. Because I feel like I saw Snapchat the other day when your whole family was actually together.
Yes.
Is that true? Okay. Yeah, that's crazy. Together on the weekend. Yeah. That's awesome. Oh,
God.
You damn
son
it.
Of a. 7-Eleven slushy is another thing I like in the summer.
Oh, yes. Very much so.
Jeez. That's like kind of the only time.
Yeah.
I go Coca-Cola. What do you get?
Coca-Cola.
Or Slurpee.
Slurpee. Yeah, Slurpee.
What's that? Slush.
Ugh.
Slush puppies. Those are my fave.
Or Icy's.
What's an Icy? Oh, yeah. No, I know those. Yeah. Are those just like red and blue? Those are the two?
Yeah. There's just two. And I had a huge fight with my family about which one was better.
Slush puppies or Icy's?
No.
Or Slurpees?
Cherry, Icy's, or blue raspberry.
Blue raspberry.
It's cherry.
Yeah, all right.
Everybody in my family is blue raspberry. Like, they're all on blue raspberry side, but I am cherry. Like, I am cherry.
Everyone in the world is one way, and I'm the other way, and it makes me even more confident.
I am right.
You're crazily wrong.
No.
Cherry, let me just say this. Blue raspberry is, like, by definition, acknowledging the fact that it is a made-up bullshit flavor. Because there aren't blue raspberry.
Yeah.
Cherry is lying about being cherry when what it is in actuality is this weird synthetic offshoot of a dead cherry's like stillborn daughter. Like it's
but it's so good.
Yeah, sure, stillborns are delicious, but it's not as good as Blue Raspberry.
And they're blue, though.
Red
Stillborns are blue, so you're, like, totally mixing up your analogy.
You're right. You're right. Stillborns do represent the blue.
Yeah.
But I love a slush puppy.
Mm. Yeah.
That's, like, the, typically, that's, like, the stadium drink, right?
Right,
that's
yeah.
a stadium slushy, so you see a hockey game or something like that.
Well, we're going to a baseball game this summer.
Yeah, that's going to be fun.
That's a summer thing.
Going to the baseball game. Potentially, we're going to do the Auntie Donna show coming up next
month.
We
have to, yeah.
Or, I mean, last month, whatever it is.
Yeah. We just saw Auntie Donna by the time you're listening to this, and it was awesome.
Yeah, we just went to go see Auntie Donna. Dave had, an emotional breakdown in front of the thing. Trevor and Colin and Jody went in. Dave, brooded for a long time and started sending text messages. Jody came out and then eventually texted Trevor. Trevor came out and left Colin there alone.
I would never leave Colin alone.
Will never leave
Colin alone. I will never
That's gonna
leave
happen.
Colin alone.
I'm trying to
Colin
make a very...
Colin needs to be supervised at all times.
I would never leave Colin alone, especially when he's got, his keys in his pocket.
Yeah. What if he falls and cuts himself in his scrotum?
What if he puts him in his mouth again?
It's true.
If no one's there to go, Colin! Spit that out!
What if he
spit out those keys? Colin!
Colin! Take those keys out of your goddamn mouth.
Colin, let go of that lighter. You don't know how to use that. Put it down, Colin.
Put it down. So yeah, I don't know. I just really want to follow through with just making the best of this summer, because I find last year we did in a way because we did the play, so that kind of
so
gave us like a default
did nothing
goal we had to do during the summer.
Yeah.
But this summer it's like I don't want to waste a moment of it, because we're working. You're working really close to where I live, and I live right by I work right by some really cool
and
stuff.
That really sets up doing some videos with Tilly, the dog.
Yeah.
To get some.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah, well, and the setup in your house could be perfect for it. So we'll deal with all that.
Yeah. But, so...
I also want to take advantage of the summer. Yeah. I think to keep with the goal of talking shop on this podcast and talking about what we're actually going for. I also really want to instead of last summer, which was the play, which was one project which we and everyone else involved needed to focus on.
Mm-hmm.
It would be cool to have several
with
different collaborators and doing the podcast and maybe do some guests.
Yeah.
This could be a good,
let's start doing
summer.
Some guests right away. Yeah.
You could just,
Guys, let us know if you want us to do guests.
Let us know anything.
We'll have recorded the interviews by then if we do decide to. So just let us know if it was a good decision.
Yeah. I think you brought up a really good point just there, is that your feedback, listener, it's impossible that it'll ever get to us at a time that it matters.
Exactly.
So never, ever. Yeah. No, please. That's not true at all. Yeah. But we are recorded well in advance.
Yeah. So but
although the window's tightening every week, right?
Because, it's tightening because we're at the beginning, we're we'll record a bunch so that we're ready to go. And now it's we're so far ahead, we can just take it easy.
Yeah.
So we don't record as often. So it's narrowing the gap.
And that's better.
Yeah.
So, I get you.
Yeah.
Can I just finish my joke?
Yeah, for sure. Why don't we do our apologies first?
Okay.
And then you finish your joke. And then...
we'll end the podcast on my joke.
Yeah, we'll end the podcast on your joke. Yeah.
There we go. So what? I would like to retroactively apologize for a few episodes back, when our Mr. Pfister episode. I'll just throw another apology down on that.
Yeah. We'll always apologize for that.
And always, we're going to continue that character. It's not
ever.
I'm so sorry.
So we'll just let you know ahead of time when he's back.
we'll always warn you when we try to make a joke.
Yeah. we want to... Oh, you brought up something that we should apologize for from last week's episode, from the time capsule. About Obama?
Oh, shit. Thank you for reminding me. I'm just so, so upset about that. If... In the rare, unbelievably rare occasion that you may have listened to last week's episode, and then this one, that's crazy. But if you did, I feel so bad. I used the term nearing the end of the episode, Robo-Obama. I think maybe it came up a few times.
Yeah, I did, yeah.
I didn't say Robama.
That is so
Can you believe that?
Yeah.
Can you fucking believe that I did that?
I like how angry
I'd like to
you were the next day, too. you texted me right away.
I texted you the second I heard it. My ear as a podcast listener It's like, you fucking idiot. Why didn't you say Robama? And then I just hear myself saying Robo-Obama. Like, how many times am I going to say the O sound in that word and not get it? Apparently a trillion.
Yeah.
I am so sorry, listeners, that I did not say Robama.
And also with that episode, Jesus has been calling me a lot. He's pretty upset with what we said about him.
Yeah.
So I just want to apologize to anybody who tried to call me while I was talking to Jesus on the phone and couldn't get through.
I'd like to apologize, again, sticking with the theme of last week's episode.
Yeah.
For inventing a new form of torturous murder called chairing.
Chairing, yeah.
Yeah, it's for anyone who may know someone who has been chaired.
Yeah.
To their unfortunate demise. Mom, she wants to know. She calls me downstairs. I'm in my bedroom. She calls me downstairs. Where's the ketchup, she asks.
Yeah.
Clearly, I open up the fridge. It's not there. I check in the living room because sometimes my sister would eat in there. Ketchup isn't where she sits. So I go downstairs because me and my brother hang out down there. Sometimes we eat our meals. No ketchup where he sits. I go back upstairs. I open the fridge again.
Oh, I think we're actually out of time.
I open the crisper.
Because we're just, like, because we want to get to the work, and we want, maybe there'll be a little, like, fun little Easter egg at the end.
Watch. This is 2 seconds. Don't worry about it. I open the
Work, 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 Sky Moon.